We have got hold of Brent Stanley, who was able to take out the first and then take on the might of Chris Waller in Sydney, as well as winning a race at Wangaratta. So as Brent joins us, we can say that was a good day for the stable yesterday.
Yeah, it definitely was, boys. Thank you very much for having me on.
Mig Energy, let's talk about your winner at Moonee Valley, kicked off the day, and we'd seen the public trials and unfortunately hadn't trawled through the other forms of media to see the jump outs that you'd kindly posted. What was your expectation going into yesterday?
Yeah, the honest truth was I thought, you know, it'd be a touch too sharp for him. There was some good speed horses in it that come off running good times in their races. And then there was obviously the Godolphin horse that had been stakes placed and performed well. So I thought he'd have to be up to the mark, but everything would have to go right. And he'd travel a lot better than I thought he would, and he's probably a bit better than I thought he was.
We were commenting before that Luke Curry needed all his nerve and his horsemanship to be able to get him home. What were your thoughts as the approach the home turn?
Yeah, it was one of those things. It was the run didn't come. It was going to be a sad story watching him go to the line hard held, but luckily it came at the right time because the second horse went around and with momentum and shot clear and probably made his win a little bit more impressive that he was able to pick it up like he did back on the inside of it.
Where do you go with him now, Brent? Obviously, terrific debut. Do you obvious distance rise would be in the offing for him in the future?
Yeah, he'll go up in distance. You know, obviously his first day he raced with Keane. But when he, what I liked about it, he did switch off when Luke sat his hands down on him. He did switch off and float, and he had to, every time he got travelling, he had to dig him up to do it. So he'll go up in distance. I just wanted to get through yesterday to see where you're going. I don't want to be too cocky and aims for some good races, but there's a couple of handy races coming up over the next few weeks.
You would have been lonely in the Manning Yard for your stable rep in Sydney. Just the soul taking on the army there. But in all seriousness, does that open the door for a few other trainers to go up there and have a crack? I mean, it's not a monopoly up there.
No, exactly. Well, I think that's a good thing, and I'm glad I did it because people were saying, you're brave taking it up there. You're going to hide nothing on. But it's probably done the world of good for every trainer that hasn't got a bucket load of horse in work to show the owners that you don't need to be the big one to still win a race.
I think Chris referenced it when he was talking to Matty Stewart yesterday that you know, it's not like his stay has come down here and dominate our off-season staying races, so there may be an opportunity for the quality of stayers that we've got down here and your form lined up with Serenade the Stars to go up to Sydney and take on his, you know, effectively midweek to Saturday grade stayers, and you did that with success. So I suppose that what Chris was saying seemed to hold out quite well yesterday.
Yeah, I think you hit the nail on the head, and I think Grey Line done it last week. So it's, you know, we maybe just have the edge on the stage this time of year than what the Sydney horses do. And Chris Waller, with the number of horses and the quality of horses he's got, he's not going to have his best stays running in these kind of races. He's getting ready for the next few months coming ahead.
Summerfest was your other winner yesterday and well supported at Wangaratta. How did you assess her performance?
Yeah, I thought she'd need further. Through the outside barrier, but that track was pretty choppy and horrible, so it ended up being in the best spot. But no, she won good. Not sure what she beat, but she will improve a hell of a lot once she gets to 2,000 and beyond.
We were talking about a team you might be assembling during the spring prior to your joining us, and we referenced the victory of the August at Flemington, going back just a few weeks or a month or two now. What's the situation with the August?
Yeah, so he'll have a trial tomorrow at Cranbourne, as will Katsudeva, and I've got another three odds this day in his first trial there. So they're all the smarter ones that I'm fingers crossed heading into the spring, but they've come back really good. He's a pretty smart horse. The August, the form around him's really strong. He's improved a hell of a lot. He's got the right attitude to go on to the next step.
Well done yesterday, Brent. Thanks for joining us this morning. Terrific effort to be able to head to Sydney and win. You've got an exciting debutante winner and a maiden winner at Wangaratta. That's doing a great job with the team that you saddled up yesterday.
Thanks very much, guys. Appreciate it.